Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall joins us today, Chief Executive Officer of the NCBA. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Longtime lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, has recently been named their chief executive officer. And this last week, he participated with the meeting of the North American Meat Institute, NAMI, in our nation's capital. Colin says he believes it's good for NCBA, representing cattle producers, has interactions with folks like the North American Meat Institute. They represent beef packers and processors.
Well, let's step back just a moment and talk about why I was there to begin with and why we want to have this relationship. You know, it's really easy in our industry to throw rocks at the packers. We see it all the time. We have seen it quite a bit here over the past couple of months in regards to the market turmoil and everything that happened after the Tyson fire in Holcomb. But what separates NCBA from the other groups is that we go out and we talk to people. We just don't throw rocks behind cover of a press release. We go out and have conversations because we feel that that's the only way that we can actually fix problems. And that's a conversation with members of Congress, with the administration, with NAMI, anybody else. You have to build those relationships if you truly want to be effective in making change. And so that's why I participated. As you said, it was a barnyard panel made up of not only NCBA, but also the pork producers, the Turkey Federation, and the Chicken Council. And what we find here in Washington, D.C., is that we all, as producer groups, have to work together to leverage our collective resources and to amplify the message that we are sending to the administration and to Capitol Hill. Because when we do that, we are always much more successful. So we talked about issues such as country of origin labeling. We talked about issues like trade and the prospects of passage of USMCA. We also spoke a lot about animal traceability and foreign animal disease preparedness. So all things that are not only on our minds as producers, but also on their minds as packers and processors. And then we were able to go into a more beef-specific meeting where I was joined by Greg Haynes, who's the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, where we had the opportunity to talk about the checkoff, how the checkoff works, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, and the process it is used to select the contractors that receive money from the checkoff, NCBA being one of eight different contractors. So overall, a great opportunity to educate a lot of the packers and processors on a program that they're not that familiar with, and we had a lot of feedback that they didn't know how that program worked, and so this was news to them and valuable news to them. So overall, it was good to just educate all these packers and processors on what we're doing and the challenges in our industry.
Colin, while we've got you, let's talk for just a moment, if we might, about where we are on some of these policy issues coming down to the end of 2019 and facing 2020, an election year, of course. What are you watching right now in our nation's capital policy-wise?
Well, you're right. Election years are really tough to get a lot of legislation passed. They're even tougher in presidential election years, which, of course, is what we have coming up. So we believe that if we're not successful in getting things done here by the end of the year, our chances of getting them done before the election are pretty slim. And top of mind and leading that list by far is ratification, passage of USMCA, something that we have been working very closely with the Trump administration on. We've been working very closely with the Canadians and the Mexicans as well. And now it is up to Congress to get this thing done. We believe that we have the votes. And if we were to have a vote today, we believe it would pass, both in the House and the Senate. They are still working on some details. That is a conversation going on between U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer and the House Democrats. We understand that those conversations are progressing and that they are making headway on trying to figure out what is going to be needed to actually schedule that vote. But our message is very clear to the Speaker of the House is to get this thing on the calendar. Let's get a vote so we can pass it and provide certainty to all of us on how our trading relationship will continue with both Canada and Mexico.
Top hired hand of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.